This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in, and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
You won't miss out on Progress to Health's details. I'll play the ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Okay, let's get into it. Resilience, what is it? How can you get it into your daily lives? And why is it so important? I think resilience, it's an important topic because of all the challenges we've been facing in our current world. But it's also a word that has been used a lot, I think, in the past few years, especially in the wellness and well-being and mental health industries. So I done a bit of research. I'll read this little first bit. It's from a website called positivepsychology.com. What is resilience and why is it important? People can survive the most challenging ordeals, some even thrive, and yet they may be unaware or unclear exactly how they got through the challenges they faced. Inner resilience, it's an important resource that appears to be the secret to success in the outer world and the basis of good mental health. The suggestion that resilience is simply being able to bounce back most likely comes from its use in the physical sciences. A resilient material can return to its original state after being bent or stretched, often dramatically. Just think of a bridge spanning a wide river, maintaining its integrity despite twisting in the wind, or a small flower growing through concrete. Similarly, resilience in the human context has been described as the capacity to remain flexible in our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors when faced by life disruption or extended periods of pressure so that we emerge from difficulty stronger, wiser, and more able. Now, being resilient, its meaning and psychology. The resilient individual often does more than simply bounce back. Following a significant event, such as the death of a loved one or an unexpectedly bad medical diagnosis, even the most resilient person is unlikely to return to the path they were on or at least remain unchanged. Instead, Psychology recognizes that resilient individuals going through significant life events do not always recover effortlessly. They often find a new path. Even when knocked by what has happened, the darkest times still typically lead to growth, including a new or revised self-image. Resilient people become aware of unexpected abilities as they rise to each new challenge. Enriched and clarified relationships. During difficult times, they recognize the friends who remain and offer support, and those who no longer return calls or are toxic or draining, and prioritize positive relationships. Altered priorities. A new and possibly more focused perspective can remove what is unimportant and clarify and motivate meaningful values, life goals, and priorities. A renewed purpose can also strengthen the resolve of those who are already resilient. Studies have found that having a clear and valued purpose and committing fully to a mission can markedly strengthen one's resilience. What is psychological resilience? Over time, stress can have a damaging impact on our psychological, emotional, and physical well-being. Psychological resilience can protect individuals from its effects and boost their ability to regain a sense of control in their lives. While there are many definitions of resilience, psychologists typically agree that it is a multifold concept made of both the capacity to handle difficult times and our ability to respond flexibly. Some researchers go further, identifying the following three factors as essential to resilience. Number one, recovery. Returning to normality or the pre-stressor degree of functioning. Two, resistance. Limited or no signs of disturbance following the stressor. And three, reconfiguration. Returning to a different homeostasis and finding new stability according to the change in circumstances. Homeostasis, if you remember from science classes, is that state of balance that we all have in our bodies. And like recovery or resistance, reconfiguration is an essential part of the process of transformation the individual experiences when a return to their original path is difficult or unthinkable. Now, this is still from positivepsychology.com. Six signs of resilience in life. Resilience research recognizes each of the following as both facilitators and indicators of resilience in individuals. One, reframing. Looking at a problem or situation from a different, more helpful perspective can help the individual cope. Two, using the power of positive emotions. Such feelings broaden our thinking and enable us to come up with alternative strategies for solving problems more creatively. They can also improve our sense of belonging, helping us bond with supportive individuals and groups, and boosting our sense of accomplishment and ideas of purposeful living. Three, participating in physical activities. Being more active can help manage and reduce the impacts of stress, along with improving confidence and self-esteem. Four, ongoing active engagement in trusted social networks. Social support from trusted friends, colleagues, and family members can leave us feeling less isolated and help us adopt a better perspective regarding what is happening. 5. Identifying and using signature strengths. Engaging our strengths can leave us feeling more authentic, increasing our sense of meaning and control when we take on new challenges or overcome adversity. 6. Optimism regarding the future. Looking toward the future with optimism can help us recognize that setbacks are usually temporary and surmountable, helping us feel more hopeful and positive about what lies ahead. According to PositivePsychology.com, there are 10 resilience skills. Number 1, problem solving. Problem solving is the ability to identify, analyze, and break down problems and generate potential solutions. The most effective ones are the chosen and implemented. Number 2, goal setting. Goal setting involves setting well-defined and achievable goals and then taking small steps towards achieving them. Working toward goals builds confidence and a sense of accomplishment, which can contribute to resilience. 3. Effective communication. This involves learning to express needs and feelings clearly and assertively and actively listening to others. 4. Emotional regulation and stress management. Since emotional regulation is the ability to control and manage one's emotions in a healthy way, specific approaches can manage emotion and stress. This can include practicing relaxation techniques, including mindfulness and deep breathing, cognitively reframing challenges and pressures as opportunities, and engaging in physical activity. Number 5, building a social support network. This involves developing and maintaining a solid network of supportive relationships with friends, family, and other trusted individuals. 6, practicing self-care. Self-care activities should promote physical, emotional, and mental well-being, including getting adequate sleep, eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly, and finding time for relaxation and hobbies. Number 7, developing meaning and purpose in life. This involves finding purpose and meaning in life, either in work relationships or other personally fulfilling activities. 8, adopting a positive outlook. Cultivating a positive outlook and a growth mindset might include practicing gratitude, focusing on good things in life, reframing negative thoughts, and seeing setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth while maintaining a hopeful outlook. Number 9, improving self-awareness. Developing self-awareness includes learning to understand thoughts, emotions, and behaviors to improve responses to stress and adversity, and recognizing when to seek support. In number 10, adopting effective coping strategies. Healthy coping mechanisms might include positive self-talk, visualization, exercise, goal focus, social support, mindfulness, and relaxation techniques. Okay, I'm now going to get into another article from a website called verywellmind.com. So www.verywellmind.com. 10 ways to build resilience. Number 1, they mention find a sense of purpose to build resilience. So those all connect to the 10 resilience skills I just mentioned from the first article, but it just goes a little bit more in detail about each of them. So finding a sense of purpose is number 1. So examples of purpose includes building a support system of loved ones, giving a voice to a social movement, leading a healthy lifestyle, learning about different cultures, making art or music, serving your community. Finding a sense of purpose can help you find meaning in life's challenges. Instead of being discouraged by your problems, with a defined purpose, you'll be more motivated to learn from past experience and keep going. In the face of emotional hardship, such as the death of loved ones or the end of a relationship, finding a sense of purpose can be especially important in your recovery. 2. Believe in your abilities. Having confidence in your own abilities to cope with the stresses of life can play an important part in resilience. Becoming more confident in your own abilities, including your ability to respond to and deal with crisis, is a great way to build resilience for the future. Listen for negative comments in your head. When you hear them, practice immediately replacing them with positive ones, such as, I can do this, I am great, friend, mother, partner, or I'm good at my job. Research has demonstrated that your self-esteem plays an important role in coping with stress and recovering from difficult events. Remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. 3, develop a strong social network. It is very important to have people you can confide in. Having caring, supportive people around you acts as a protective factor during times of crisis. While simply talking about a situation with a friend or loved one won't make your troubles go away, it allows you to share your feelings, get support, receive positive feedback, and come up with possible solutions to your problems. 4, embrace change to build resilience. Flexibility is an essential part of resilience. By learning how to be more adaptable, you'll be better equipped to respond when faced with life crisis. Learning how to be more flexible allows you to build a positive mindset. This can encourage growth and foster a strong sense of personal agency, which can serve a role in boosting your resilience to future challenges. Resilient people often utilize these events as an opportunity to branch out in new directions. While some people may be crushed by abrupt changes, highly resilient individuals can adapt and thrive. 5, it's be optimistic. Staying optimistic during dark periods can be difficult, but maintaining a hopeful outlook is an important part of resilience. What are you dealing with may be difficult, but it is important to remain hopeful and positive a brighter future. Positive thinking does not mean ignoring the problem in order to focus on positive outcomes. It means understanding that the setbacks are temporary and that you have the skills and abilities to combat the challenges in your life. 6, nurture yourself. When you're stressed, it can be all too easy to neglect your own needs. Losing your appetite, ignoring exercise, and not getting enough sleep are all common reactions to a crisis situation. Instead of getting completely overwhelmed by your stress, focus on building your self-nurturance skills, even when you're troubled. Make time for activities that you enjoy. By taking care of your own needs, you can boost your overall health and resilience and be fully ready to face life's challenges. 7, develop problem-solving skills. Research suggests that people who are able to come up with solutions to a problem tend to cope more productively with stress compared to those who cannot find solutions to problems. Whenever you encounter a new challenge, make a quick list of some of the potential ways you can solve that problem. Experiment with different strategies and focus on developing a logical way to work through common problems. By practicing your problem-solving skills on a regular basis, you'll be better prepared to cope when a serious challenge emerges. 8, build resilience by establishing goals. When you find yourself becoming overwhelmed by a situation, take a step back to assess what is before you. Brainstorm possible solutions and then break them down into manageable steps. Breaking everything down into smaller steps can make it seem much less overwhelming. 9, take action. Simply waiting for a problem to go away on its own only prolongs the crisis. Instead, start working on resolving the issue immediately. While there may not be any fast or simple solution, you can take steps towards making your situation better or less stressful. Focus on the progress that you have made thus far in planning your next steps rather than becoming discouraged by the amount of work that will still need to be accomplished. Actively working on solutions will also help you feel more in control. Rather than just waiting for things to happen, being proactive allows you to help make your goals a reality. And finally, number 10, keep working on your skills. Resilience may take time to build, so don't get discouraged if you still struggle to cope with problematic events. Everyone can learn to be resilient, and it doesn't involve any specific set of behaviors or actions. Resilience can vary dramatically from one person to the next. Focus on practicing the skills as well as the common characteristics of resilient people, but also remember to build on your own existing strength. But sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT Team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support. And when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
I do have a personal story to add quickly, but I don't have a lot of time. I'll give more details later on, but it's on the topic of finding your purpose. When I was in my early 20s, I had a really bad relationship breakup after a long-term relationship, and I was a real mess. I was really upset, really changed my life, and I started thinking, why did I give so much power to this person to hold over my own happiness? And deep down was the fact that I didn't quite know myself or quite love myself. So I spent the next 7 to 8 years basically figuring out who I was, figuring out how to love myself and finding my purpose. And that's when I went to do my degree in herbal medicine. And I did find my purpose, and I did find who I was, and I did start loving myself. So that was a very, very important time in my life. Okay, so I hope you learned something about resilience, what it means, and some skills and some ways you can start building that resilience into your daily life. I will request that our podcast is posted on our Facebook page for Progress to Health, and I would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, suggestions, any comments about the topic we had today of resilience. But from us here today, take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show, right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.